Challenge Podcast, your source for the best, most inspiring, and up-to-date information concerning all things related to MS, fitness, and health. This is Stephen Gloss, your host, an MS warrior trainer and fitness advocate. The MS Fitness Challenge provides guidance and support to people with MS and fitness professionals worldwide in an effort to educate and train them in the benefits of exercise, nutrition, and mindset. Together, we can win the battle against multiple sclerosis. This is episode number 15. Today's special guest is maybe one of the most active members of the MS Fitness Challenge Gym Facebook group. She's a New York native, having lived most of her life on Long Island. She's been married to her husband for 23 years and is the mother of two daughters, ages 21 and 19 years old. She considers herself a sunrise chaser, and her enthusiasm and passion for life radiates outward everywhere she goes. The MS Fitness Challenge Podcast would like to introduce Angela Gensler to the show. It's an honor to speak with you today, Angela. So happy you're here.
Oh, thanks, Stephen. It's actually my honor to speak with you. So,
well, we all know we're still stuck in the chaos of the coronavirus outbreak. So I need to ask you, how has that been impacting your life and how have you been able to cope with all of that thus far?
Well, the coronavirus definitely is hitting close to home. Once I got my children safely home from their colleges and we settled in, the first 2 weeks was quite emotional with the big changes, the ending of college careers, the beginning of college careers, and just adjusting to them being back within our space before I was prepared. So after 2 weeks, we're settled in, we're into a routine. I ground myself every morning by getting up at 5:30, starting with my nutrition, and I strap a leash on my dog and head to the beach. And we do some body movement and exercise and meditation as we wait for the sun to rise. And those first few minutes of that sun energy just kind of grounds us and sets me for the day. A lot of prayer, a lot of meditation, and a return home to the quiet and just prepare for our day. Limit the TV because we all know that that is just all doom and gloom right now. So I'm aware of what is necessary for our family to be safe, to continue with our family business, and basically just hunkering down and making sure we're caring for ourselves.
I love getting to see those videos that you post on the Facebook group. And I actually want to ask you about them. A lot of those videos, they're taken on just, you get to see this beautiful beach shore with the sun rising. It's such a breathtaking scene. Is that sort of like a therapeutical experience for you? When did you start doing that? What motivates you to do that so early every morning?
Well, I always appreciated the nature and where I've lived my whole life within a stone throw of water. So I've always gotten up early and enjoyed it. And about 6 years ago, I had a bad battle with optic neuritis. It actually started taking my eyesight when I was at a state with my two little girls cheerleading and I drove 7 hours by myself, which I normally do. I think I actually was a truck driver in my previous lifetime because I just love driving. As I was at a competition for their sport, my eyesight started to dim and went completely black by the end of the weekend. And I had other moms drive my kids home, and I got to the hospital 10 days of the sodium Edrol. And when I was going through this whole process of the eyesight slowly coming back, I promised myself that if it did come back, I wouldn't miss a sunrise. And where I take the videos is a very special place. It was my father's favorite fishing spot. And in the final year or two of his life with his Alzheimer's battle, I would take him there and have his cup of coffee. And he'd just tell me stories of growing up on the bay. And so in the mornings, there's no one there and life is awakening. And I feel like that moment before the sun arises, I'm just closest to my father. So it has become even more important to me in the past 3 years for my healing.
Man. Yeah, that sounds like such a wonderful experience. It really does. So going back, how long have you had MS for? That optic neuritis episode, was that the first one, or did you have other symptoms before that? And going back even further, what was your life like before MS came into it?
I was diagnosed 16 years ago. So at the time I was having severe migraines with my eyesight was a little fuzzy. I had a fatigue that just rendered me useless. I was in bed for days. I had a 2-year-old and a 4-year-old, if I'm doing the math right. We moved into our house, and it was like about a year later. But my children were little. I went to the doctor, and the MRI results showed lesions in my brain. But I feel like as I've been living this for 16 years, back in my 20s, I was a landscape construction worker. And during hot, hot days, I would have complete numbness of limbs. And I feel like I definitely must have had it when I was younger, but I always chalked it up to a long work day, heat exhaustion, injuries. But my diagnosis did come in my 30s after my childbirth of my children.
Right. So how much of an interruption to your life was that? Did you gradually start to realize that MS was going to change your life, or did it just come like hit you like a brick wall that your life was never going to be the same?
Well, I actually, I have an older sister who has had MS 5 years longer than me.
Oh, wow.
And I watched it debilitate her. And I watched her do the infusions, injections. Nurse would come and do injections. I saw what the disease was doing to her, and it frankly scared the crap out of me.
Wow.
And that diagnosis came. I just was like, how is this possible that the two of us at the same age, 30, got diagnosed with the same disease? And I sat with it, and I'm afraid of drugs. I was afraid of going that route. I have a holistic chiropractor that I always saw for my adjustments because of the manual labor that I had done in my early 20s. I would go and get adjustments. I went to her and I just broke down and said, I have MS. And she said, well, here's a copy of an anti-inflammatory diet. And I looked at the paperwork, and everything it said not to eat was basically my diet. And I said, you know, let me try to switch to what is good for me. And I have to tell you, coming home and throwing out all the aspartame that my cupboards were filled with, because I grew up with that in our home, because my father was a diabetic. So we always had sugar-free, low-fat products in our house. And I removed that, and I went through a terrible withdrawal. I don't know if anybody's ever tried to remove diet soda or diet products. It is very challenging, and I went through withdrawal. And probably within 4 weeks, I started having less headaches. And the clarity started getting better in my eyes, and it started to quell. And I felt, you know what? There's got to be something to this. And I wouldn't jump on a DMD. And then I looked at supplements, and then the supplements made me feel better. And then I went back to working out, and it just started building from there. So
that's really cool. Yeah, I can sort of relate to you and that experience of when you realize the things that you've been eating your whole life that you thought were good for you, when you realize that those might actually be causing you issues. Like for me, I've become keenly aware that I might actually have a gluten sensitivity. And for the past, I'd say 3 months, I've been having just these awful gastrointestinal issues, bloating, gas, and just extreme pain in my stomach. And I've been taking all these different vitamins and supplements, and And for my entire life, like, I've been eating whole wheat bread and having, you know, like Wheaties and like multi-grain Cheerios every morning. And so I finally decided to try just to eliminate those. And I told myself I would do it for a week. And now I'm at to about week three, and I have had zero stomach pain. I've had zero bloating, zero gas. And it's just when you realize the power of what an healthy autoimmune diet can do, you never want to turn back. You never want to go back to that.
Right. You'll look at the food and say, is that going to hurt me or help me? And it's simply, you know, it was simply put to me, these are the foods you avoid. These are the foods that are good for you. And I know when I stray from my diet, if I go out and have my good old New York pizza, I'm feeling it the next day. You know, I'll have inflammation if I have a little fresh mozzarella with the tomatoes and basil. So I know I have to choose wisely. And every time I choose wisely, I feel good. So
what does your diet look like right now then?
Basically, I still follow an anti-inflammatory diet, but the biggest change, about a year and a half ago, I've always been a protein shake after workouts, meal replacement, my whole life.
Yeah.
And I've always used whey protein. So about a year and a half ago, as I cut out milk, as I cut out all these things, I still was having some issues. Well, lo and behold, I've come to learn that whey protein is the junk left over from milk. And once I changed to a vegan-based protein, I have had such great results with the bloating, with the pain, with the aches. So that was a big shift for me. On top of, I've incorporated intermittent fasting. So I don't have my first meal till 1 o'clock, 12:30, 1 o'clock every day. And my last meal is about 6 o'clock at night. And within that window, I make sure that the fuel I put in my body is optimal.
That's awesome.
And when I wake up in the morning, there's no headaches, there's no grogginess, there's, you know, minimal puffiness. And it's been really working well for me. And I feel like in that window, I really can't do that much damage. Because even if you put in a lot, you're still fasting for a really good amount of time for your body to recover.
That's really cool.
So, yeah.
Well, transitioning from, I guess, nutrition and diet to fitness then, when did you first become aware of the MS Fitness Challenge? And what motivates you to be such an active advocate within the group?
So my first post on MS Fitness Challenge Gym's Facebook page was, I believe, a year after my car accident. I was in a really bad car accident a couple months after my father died with head trauma. And through that process of a year of therapies, it mimicked everything MS, and it scared me. So they got me an MRI tube and made sure there was no MS lesions, that it all was the concussion. And after that, when I was walking the 20 feet, when I was on a bicycle for a few minutes on a balance board, I said, if I ever get back, I am going to commit myself to fitness every day. But it also aligned with both of my children being at college, where my daily mom hat kind of got taken off and I could really hone in on focusing on myself and my recovery. I put up a post on that page and I was nervous, but I was reading and scrolling at the success of people, of the inspiration of people 2 years ago. And I put it up, and when someone said, good for you, you know, day one, it was all positive. And then I'm looking at all these people and their success, and I'm like, wow, you know, that could be me one day. And I just started, and I would check in and I would look at the page, and I wouldn't participate that much, but I would look and I would see the people participating. And then I felt like I was checking in daily. And then I said, you know what? I'm going to post. And I did. And through that, it's just become, let me take people on my journey of my morning walk, of my morning meditation, of the struggles, the triumphs, and just share that with people. Because if it connects with one person and they go, you know what, I'm going to start today, then we're all kind of encouraging each other.
Yeah, I know. It's definitely encouraging for me, especially your sunrise videos. It just helps me to reflect on just the importance of getting outside every now and then and just taking that time to appreciate the just your surroundings. I think that's just hitting the pause button on life sometimes can just be so helpful in managing our mm-hmm. everyday lives and our stress.
Definitely. Definitely.
What does your typical workout training regimen look like right now? Have you had to adapt your training over time to comply with the limitations related to your MS, or do you just kind of just push and break through and try and conquer those challenges?
Well, years ago, you know, upon my first diagnosis, I was afraid to weight train again. So I started with Pilates and yoga just to kind of get my balance. I was scared to sweat. To be honest with you, I was scared to get my core temperature up. I was scared to strain myself. So I went and got a recumbent bike for in my house because it was comfortable with, you know, with balance, with I wouldn't fall. And gradually I realized I gotta build my muscles back up. I have to get that strength, because some days at the beach when my kids were little and it would get really hot, I wouldn't be able to get up out of the chair because the heat would just deplete my energy. And I realized I need those muscles. I need those muscles to pull myself up, to lift things, to carry them. And I jumped back into the weight training and with a personal trainer, and she was like, oh, you sure you could do this? Because 10 years ago, you weren't doing that. I know watching my sister, they're like, no, you have to just stay and be, you know, relax, and you can't, and all these limitations. And I was so afraid of that. And then one workout turned into another workout, and I'm like, all right, well, I got hot, but I didn't take a shower right away. I cooled my body. And all of a sudden, I just started adapting to and then pushing. And when I did have complete numbness in my right leg, I still was kicking the kickboxing bag. I didn't feel it, but I was lifting my leg and doing it. And from there on, I said, you know what? It's not a disease of our muscles. It's of our nerves. And we need to have that muscle memory to get us through. And since then, if I know I'm not steady, then I'm not going to do crazy stuff. I'll sit in a chair and use bands, or I'll, you know, safely do something on the, you know, countertop push-ups if I can't get on the ground. So it is adapting, but also believing that I could do more. And every time you raise the bar a little bit more, you're getting comfortable at that level. And from there on, it builds. So.
Yeah, I remember early on in my diagnosis, I mean, I could barely walk with a cane. There was at one point where I was without my cane at one point in time, and I had to crawl a good 50 yards to make it back to my house into my garage. And I remember talking to one of my coworkers at work, and he knew that I'd be leaving soon. I'd be moving back from California to Pennsylvania. And I told him that I just missed running so bad and that I was afraid that I'd never be able to do it again. And he looked at me, he's like, well, why don't we just go outside and why don't we just try it? You know, why don't you just try and run? I laughed. I was like, I can barely walk. But the funny thing is, it doesn't make any sense to anybody I talk to, except for maybe people who have MS. But I can actually run better than I can walk. If I can just get my legs moving, if I can just get that momentum going, it's mm-hmm. almost like I have that muscle memory that as long as I don't stop, as long as I just keep going, I can run almost no problem. It's really interesting. So with that, I think, like you were saying, I think it's important to encourage people to just get out there and just get moving, to just try, just see what happens.
Yep. Yeah. Definitely. Definitely. I think we can't put limitations on ourselves. And I believe if you're whatever you can move, start from there and build upon it.
Right. Because you might end up surprising yourself. At least I know I did.
Oh, definitely. I've never run in my life. I've never run in my life. I am now running 2-3 miles 6 days a week.
That's incredible.
And it was, I started in 30-second bursts. Oh my gosh, I did it for 30 seconds. And then I'd walk and I would do it for 30 seconds. And next thing you know, now I can, instead of making it around the block once, I can make it around the block twice. And now it's, now I walk for 30 seconds and then run again. It's just, it's amazing. It's amazing if you put in the daily effort and commitment to your self-care. And the fuel you put in your body. The supplements that I'm taking now have, I'm soaring. The, a year ago, I, was introduced, I was taking BCAAs. I contacted David and I said, "Hey, David, I'm taking this." He goes, "Did you look at the ingredients? It's junk, Ange." And I understand why I was getting headaches. Well, would you know, hidden somewhere in that label was sucralose and the raw BCAA natural was not that. And he recommended another product. I have been taking them daily, 6 days a week for the entire year. And I could say hands down, I have never felt better on top of really tweaking my diet and nutrient rich foods.
Yeah. I'm curious, Angela, which product did David recommend to you?
I take the McCall Fitness LY2 daytime formula and nighttime formula. And the daytime formula I take with one of the Promera Sports concrete pills, which is the HCI creatine. And the combo I take first thing in the morning, and I don't eat my first meal till later in the day. And that's when I take my supplements, my, you know, vitamins. But this I take in the morning and I have sustained energy. The clarity's there. That one more rep, I could dig deep. And then at night, I was on a regimen for the past 10 years of melatonin. And I began CBD oil after my car accident. And he recommended the LY2 nighttime formula. That stuff, I get beautiful sleep. Solid 8 hours. I take it, the muscle, it has the recovery, the BCAAs in it. It has all these wonderful nighttime magnesium, just great recovery vitamins packed full. And I've been taking that every night and I don't pay the high cost of the CBD anymore. I don't take the melatonin anymore. There's no grogginess. So it has been a life changer for me. And I shout it from the rooftops for people in my gym, you know, people in my life, and just been a game changer for me.
Yeah, I think that's one of the most maybe underappreciated, but most one of the most valuable resources we have at the MS Fitness Challenge is that we are partnered with awesome companies like Promera Sports, like McCall Fitness, like Prevenex, all these great companies that pride themselves on providing us people at the MS Fitness Challenge with only the best ingredients, the best supplements that are going to make a difference and help us reach our goals. So for those listening, really tap into those resources. You can ask David, you can ask Angela, you can ask me, you can ask Maureen, you can ask Monica, anybody there, any one of the moderators, anybody that's in the group that's active, they can point you in the right direction, get you those products that are going to make a difference.
Absolutely. 110%. It's, I look at what my insurance company is willing to cover and what I put out, and I have to tell you, the investment in my self-care is necessary, and it helps me avoid those copays because I feel, you know, so I can't say enough about what kind of fuel and supplements we put into our bodies, the importance of it. There's a lot of junk out there, and I was one of those people being duped for many years, so.
Absolutely.
Yeah, well, so.
Well, Angela, for your last question before we have to unfortunately let you go, I want to ask, How has the MS Fitness Challenge impacted your life? What's the most meaningful takeaway you've gleaned from being a part of this group?
Gosh, the people, the connections, the, gosh, what David has created has a line. It's like everything that he has created and created this space and the knowledge and the connections with these companies and with moderators like you, the information, the help, the encouragement, the inspiration to have that self-accountability. And it's just, it's overwhelming. I'm overwhelmed with feelings about it because I'll get up and I do these things for myself daily. And I've been doing it daily for myself for 16 years. And it's, I really didn't have many people to talk about it with and to bounce off ideas and to learn new tricks of the trade, to build upon the knowledge that I've been gathering by myself. It's opened up to thousands of people worldwide with different challenges, with different triumphs. And it's just, it's a place where we could just share our stories and learn so much and just better ourselves. And it's just been a wonderful experience for me. And I look forward to seeing where things go. And it has inspired me to go to school to become a certified personal trainer. It has inspired me to want to help others learn the positive of fitness and nutrition for self-care and living with MS.
That's incredible, Angela. It's just so amazing, inspiring. So just so excited to hear that you're going to be looking to become a personal trainer, and I assume maybe even get the chance to train people with MS underneath the Trainers with Heart that the MS Fitness Challenge has. I mean, that's, I'm super excited for you to do something like that.
Thank you.
Well, Angela, that's all the time that we have today. I just want to thank you so much for taking the time out of this, you know, this crazy COVID-19 experience we're all going through, taking the time to share your passion and enthusiasm for this group and for this charity. You've inspired me, and I have no doubts that you're inspiring many others as well. With that, do you have any closing comments?
I don't, other than, you know, pause and take in a sunrise if you can, and be well. And going back to David's motto, every rep is a step, because it truly is. And I'm thankful for this group.
That's just amazing. Thank you so much, Angela.
Thank you.
That's going to wrap it up for this episode. Be sure to tune into next week's episode where I will get the honor and privilege of interviewing Timothy Bell. He's a fellow U.S. Army veteran who is proving to the world that fitness can change everything when it comes to MS. As I say every week, you're not going to want to miss this. Remember, new episodes of the MS Fitness Challenge podcast are available for download every Saturday on Apple, Google, Spotify, and Simplecast. A great way you can help and support the MS Fitness Challenge is by sharing, rating, and reviewing this podcast. The more people we can reach, the greater the impact we can have. As we close out, remember to check out MSFitnessChallenge.com, check out the upcoming training camp in Los Angeles, and dig into all the great resources we have for you. Also, be sure to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn, and be sure to get plugged into the MS Fitness Challenge Gym Facebook group. The group is as active as ever and will give you the chance to get integrated to a motivated cast of dedicated MS warriors. To all those listening, to all our MS warriors, thank you. Don't give up the fight. Keep pressing. Keep striving. And conquer MS.